A journey worthy of praising my deliverer. Do I live it? Do I believe it? I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you pulled me up from Sheol. You spared me from descending into the pit. Sing to the Lord, O you, his saints, and praise his holy name. For his anger is fleeting, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay the night, but joy comes in the morning. And in prosperity, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, you favored me. You made my mountains stand strong. When you hid your face, I was dismayed. And to you, O Lord, I called. And I begged my Lord for mercy. What gain is there in my bloodshed, in my descent to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear me, O Lord, and have mercy. O Lord, be my helper. You turned my mourning into dancing. You peeled off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks forever. Psalm 30. The psalmist wrote, I called to you for help and you healed me. And in my day of trouble, in my hour of weakness, when the darkness threatened to swallow me, I called to you. My healing was brought about by your love, as I did not understand what to love truly means. And you gave to me the gift of salvation. I had only to reach out to accept it from your nail-scarred hand. Lord, you filled me with the breath of life, and although I get worn and weary and feel as though that breath has left me, you are always there. I have only to call you for strength and rescue. Bless the Lord, O my soul. A lifetime is given. Only he knows the set day for each of us. Eternity's promise is also his to give and ours to receive. Our troubles here on our journey are short. It is only with life's last breath that time no longer has power over us. Our troubles must then flee, and his peace covers all of life's past and will bring the song fulfilling life's future. And never again will we know separation, for the Lord is my strength. His faithfulness is the song that I sing. The grave was conquered, death's domain no longer a stronghold against me. My wailing, my cries have turned from sorrow to dancing. My rags are now my riches. My heart's silence is heard no more, for my joy is restored, and my hope in him has given me life, and my Savior is returning to take me home with him, so that I may bask in his glory and be amazed by his majesty, there without hindrance or any sort of distraction to direct me from him. Hear me, O Lord, and have mercy. Mercy is shown us every day, in that we are given another day. We are blessed with the resources we have, the support that we get, the tools that we have that will teach us his ways, encourage us to continue this journey, and then having the knowledge that we enter into each day and every moment of it, not alone, but with him at our side. Your love, Lord, brought me through the storms of chaos. You brought my vessel to calm waters, and you gave me eyes to see that there were to be sunny and clear days ahead. Without you, Lord, I should be like so many others, tossed about the waves, beaten upon the breakers, making repair after repair and trying to just stay afloat, never or rarely getting a glimpse of land. I have watched another on these same waters, and I found from their life that they have yet to thank the hand that kept them from going under. But my hope is for them, in that the sky above them clears, the heavens open up, and that they will give praise to the Creator of heaven and earth for the things that he has done. Matthew Henry writes of Psalm 30, verses 1 through 5, the great things the Lord has done for us, both by his providence and by his grace, bind us in gratitude to do all we can to advance his kingdom among men. Though the most we can do is but little, God's saints in heaven sing to him. Why should not those on earth do the same? Not one of all God's perfections carries in it more terror to the wicked or more comfort to the godly than his holiness. It is a good sign that we are in some measure partakers of His holiness, if we can heartily rejoice at the remembrance of it. Our happiness is bound up in the divine favor. If we have that, we have enough and whatever else we want. But as long as God's anger continues, so long the saints' weeping will continue. There are many today, perhaps too many, more than should be quoting Scripture to make their point. Given in the correct context, Scripture beautifully puts to rest questions and doubts and gives directions for the path one must continue on in this journey. But divisions are springing up that we are not prepared to address because we have not prepared ourselves for the moment of their appearing, for this very moment. It has left many to believe what is not true, to give up on their walk with the Lord, as they will either feel they are never good enough or that they are good enough where they are at, and it is the Lord must accept who they are, how they choose to live, how they choose to love, and what they choose to do with the days they are given. Sin is overlooked for what it is, what it entails, and the detriment of its being followed, and even more so by rebellion in being sought after. Sin is, after all thought, action, and deed. It is what you think, what you do, and the result of what has been done. All things that are contrary to the ways of God are sin. But today we look at it within the confines of levels of sin, of the amount of trouble it creates, and the conditions that have brought it into play, a.k.a. the devil made me do it. The fluff is so deep in areas that truth has been completely covered, and the artificial topping over it holds no nutritional value for the soul. People are starving for truth even though they deny it when hearing it. The curtain that separated once again separates, but the separation has taken on new form, an acceptable form for many, and the lost circle the pit, needing just a nudge to push them into the depths. You see, death stands at the door. We all will know the heavy hand of oppression. We all will know the sound of darkness calling when in grief or deep sorrow. And we all will be tempted to turn from where we are and return to our Egypt, even though misery and pain filled that cup, and we cried out to be delivered from under its influence. Don't give up. Don't give in. Hard times will come upon us all. When in the deepest depths leading to despair, remember the journey that Jesus made while he walked amongst men. And he was the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who was innocent of any wrongs placed upon him, and of whom one day the crowd cheered him on, and just a few short days later they would be shouting for him to be killed, and for what? Many did not truly know, nor did they understand. It is amazing the things that the Lord has done, that he's doing now, as things converge and fall into place, preparing for his soon return. Are you preparing for him to come? Are you preparing for your journey home to be with him? Does your heart weep as you look out at the world today? And have you answered his calling upon your life? Is there anything of more value that we could possibly look forward to than being with him? The Creator of heaven and earth knows your, my name. He loved us before we knew him. He conquered death that we may live. And he has built for each of those that are his a mansion where he is in heaven, so that we may be with him when time on earth is no more. Tell me what? Tell me, there is no such thing. There is no other who can do for us as he has done. There is no such love outside of him, and there is no peace within unless and until we invite him into our life and make him Savior and Lord in us. He is the only way. His is the only truth, and he gives life, for he is life himself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation's breath. Come. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us praise his holy name. Let us give thanks again and again and again. With my eyes to you, Lord, and because of you, Lord, my heart that was once held from beating, you gave life to. My bones that are your temple, the dwelling place of your Holy Spirit, you resurrected them from the grave. Breathe life into them, giving me hope. I stand on your word as I prepare for your return to take me to be with you where you are today. And I am nothing without you. that I am remembered by you at times brings such joy that I am overcome and breathless. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, for he alone is worthy of all our praise. Great is his faithfulness, even when we cannot keep to ours. Great is his mercy, for when we get angry and we want to retaliate. But you are just in all your ways, and by all that you do, and by your drawing of us back to yourself, even when we stumble or fall. That alone should give us cause to fall down before you and sing, Great is the Lord, for his love endures forever. I cried to the Lord, who is my refuge, my strength, my all in all. And he answered me, and from out of the darkness he raised me up.